Anyway.
Computers are confusing things. Okay, how is everyone doing? Today we're supposed to do Kabbalah. Right, that's the supposed to learn something on Rav Shimon bar Yochai's yard site. So according to the Svaras, the reason why is it, because in your yard site, what they say that Rav Shimon bar Yochai has special kliyos on his yard site.
So why does it have to be Kabbalah? I mean, if we learn a sugya with Rav Shimon bar Yochai in it, it's not.
That'd be also good, except that the difference is that it's two separate things. One is that I think that they say that like Ba'omer is a celebration of Kabbalah because, according to some kind of story, Rav Shimon bar Yochai was on the day he knew Kabbalah, he wasn't allowed to teach it, and the day is Ptira, he was given permission to teach Kabbalah to his Talmidim. So Kabbalah was revealed to the world. That's the idea of making a bonfire. That the fire of Torah was revealed on Lag BaOmer. But so that's not it. But there's a different thing that on his yard site, there's some kind of chazal that a halacha k'maiso on your yard site. I don't even know remember that halacha, but that's what they quote. That there's some kind of that they paskin that you your then Shemayim, they pass like you on the yard side. You get special kleichas. So, but we have no Rav Shimon bar Yochai in this sugya. You only have excise, though. Even though the excise sometimes sounds like a little bit nister in this sugya, but it's like not kabal.
Maybe we'll get pshat in the ktsais b'schus Rav Shimon bar Yochai.
Maybe. There's a Shem. I went in Israel. I went to visit a person. He told me he saw Rav Shimon bar Yochai in his dreams. He was very serious. He said he's you know, the chashuv person. He was a pretty chashuv person. Now, you know, he says he sees Rav Shimon bar Yochai comes to him in his dreams. That's less than the fool. It's just some your dreams comes to him. Rav Shimon bar Yochai comes to him in his dreams. Anyway. I guess there is such a thing. Okay. But I don't exactly get that. I think you have to be in a certain madriga for that. Okay. All right, let's start. It's time ready. So we're trying to figure out the machlekes between Abai and Rava. We have two deshinas. Again, the machlekes is if you're an Altvi Simi in the Chatzchila, if the other person is not here, Rava says you could be Simech. I mean, Abaye says you could be Simech. Rava says you can't be Simech. The first Lashon says that they're only arguing by, again. The first Lashon says that they're arguing by a Suyid Abayris. But with the Suyid Abayris, even Abaye agrees it's Aser. And the second Lashon says, they're arguing by Asuya the virus and by Ein Asuya the virus, even Rav agrees it's Mutter. And the Shaida is, what's the Machlaikas? So the Ksam Saber quotes a Marsha that he says is Ksas Mashma, that the Machlaikas is whether we hold it as far as Komara Mara Marpe the Hari, that Abaya doesn't hold it that far. Abaya doesn't hold to that svara, and Rava holds to that svara. Shaila is
first lashon.
Shaila is what? So then, why if Abaya doesn't hold to that svara, so why is Abaya machmir if there's a bor? It doesn't hold to that komara mara. That even if there's a bor, it should be mutter because it's not gira delay. And the komara mara was needed to make a gira delay. So Abaye is made for sure that it's aser if there's a bor. Abaye is only if you're second. That's beferish a mishnah. Abaye is only arguing the whole machlekes Abaye and Rava is if you're come first for the bor. So if you're going to say Abaye doesn't hold the komara mara, it's not Kira Delay. So then even if there is a boar ready, it should be mutter. Just like there are barns, say, by the Elon. You don't have to put the Elon because it's not Jira delay. You don't have to plant an Elon next to the other guy's boar. Okay. Okay, so that's the Marsha. The Chasam Sofer, assuming we read and write yesterday, Chasam Sofer says that the Machlokes is that something that's going to happen in the future to consider it here already. Rava holds, since it's Oimei the Boir is, so we view it as if the boar is here already.
Right.
And Abaya doesn't hold that. What we did not understand, this is what Rav Meltzer was saying, from Nelson, that the, according to the Chasam Sofer Pshat, so that's good if it's a suya virus. According to the first lashon, Rava's machmir, even if it's ain't a suya virus, so the chayre it's difficult to hear. And it's that if it's ain't a suya virus, it's here ready, because it's not a suya. What makes something here ready? If it's a suya ka, okay. So we see the vaday future. So it's here ready. But if it's probably not going to come, why should we say it's here ready? So that sounds like a very, very strange svara. So how is a Chasam Sofer? He doesn't tell us. He always explaining the first pshat in the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. And the Chayra, if he has some other explanation in the Machlokes, we'd have to figure it out. But then why does he need to give his explanation? Because Pashas, whatever explanation you give, you can be consistent in both and shyness. But okay, anyway, that was a Chasam Sofer. Okay, so we wanted to do this Ksais today, because I like to do the Ksais. The Ksais seems to have a third shot in the Machlokes. Extremely, extremely difficult to read this Ksais. I don't know if you people read it or not, but it's mamish torture. It really is a shtickle nister. Luckily,
we should only do the paragraph. Hinei lefishi tisrashi, no?
Right. Yes, right. Luckily, I read it a little bit this morning. Dr. Begida was here to help me explain it, so I'm stealing from his pshatim. But but it's hard, very hard to read. Okay, so let's see what he's saying. Hinei. So it's on the page that I sent you people, and Dibri Amaskel v'hinei. So it's excise kuf nun hey siv katan yadawif devi amasya vihine. Vine the fishi this rashi vitaisis. Kakoa mazikim abagav the simek beheter lo mahani. Mavad beida nishim hefse meruba. In other words, if there's some kind of case, simek beheter, what exactly is the case of simek beheter? I don't know. Parin in Okeach is a case of Samech Beheter. You know, there is a, you know, that I bought it from you. I don't know exactly, but everywhere else where you would have a case of Samech Beheter. But whatever it is, there's some kind of case called Samech Beheter. So he says, Rashi and Taifis hold that there's no such svar as Samech Beheter. There's no Heter, and there's no, so what? So what you were Samech Beheter? That don't get you in any points.
Now, and therefore what?
Therefore you have to move.
Okay.
Because now you're a mazik. You were samech beheter, because when you were samech, you weren't a mazik. But now you're a mazik, you have to move. That's how to read it. I have to tell you that Dr. Begir did not read it that way. But okay, but that's a simple reading. We'll read it in the meanwhile, the simple reading. He doesn't know that everyone holds that there's no mahani, which means that mitzad samyahetr, you would still have to move.
Doesn't the Ktos say that later?
We'll see. Let me keep on reading. Let's read slowly. How about that? It says, no mahani and ham. There's no heter, no mahani. There's no heter, no heter assigned by heter. So there, that would be
Rava.
What?
He's in Rava now.
I mean Abaye. He says b'chol mazigim. I've got the son by heter, no mahani.
You think maybe he's in Rava?
That's he's banning Abaya, banning Rabba. Let's keep on. We have to read. He's saying that this is he's talking in everybody. There's no logic of Samech Beheter. I was John Abaya. Good question. He's going to explain. But then the Rashi and Tavis do not have a hashkafa of Samech Beheter.
Maybe
Bars
have some meruba. What if my bar is Hefsa Meruba?
Okay, there's a special Svara that Elon is considered Hefsa Meruba. Special Svara, this is the people, this is in nature society, will like this very much. That in Elon, I know in Israel, they go crazy over trees. You know, they sometimes, you know, in Florida also, they drive you crazy for a tree. You're not allowed to knock down an oak tree in Florida. I don't understand why not. But it's not legal. But in Israel, they definitely go crazy. There's, right, those are people who remember, and I guess I said before your people's time, but the Mashbir, that's on corner of King George and Ben Yehuda, they had to move the whole building because there was an old tree there. And the people, they protested, they were going to knock down that tree. So they had to redo the whole shopping center so they wouldn't touch the tree. Anyway, there's trees. But Israel has some very, very old trees. There's trees that are thousands of years old, Israel. But okay. Anyway, so it says there's a special svara by an Elon. By an Elon, you don't have to knock it down. You should have some meruba. I think that's even, you know, got the special hat. But otherwise, you would have to, even though it's somebody perhaps, you have to knock it down. You have to take it away. Okay. Rabban goes with Shem Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's not as far as Hefsim Meruba. It's a different svara. Somehow another trees help for the Yishev, Eretz. Trees develop the land. And therefore, as Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we don't knock down a tree. Okay. Can't do sheet this a riff. The B'chol HaMazikim V'mahani Behetir. So there's no such far of a heter, except by Elon. He can make the Mahani Beheter. We find by Bor that there is a concept that if it's done Beheter, then even though now the other guy builds a second Bor, and now you're a Mazik, you're allowed to stay. How do we see that by Bor is such a heter? Go to Abaye Domer Saimech. Abaya says, if you came first, you're allowed to be Saimich. Afilu Amad Anisik Akechach. Even if the second guy went and built the board, and I reached and started a harchik. So you see from Abaya that there is such a svar of Amad Beheter. Right? Because Abaya says, if you come first, so you can build your board. What does that help you that you came first and you built your board? Then now the second guy comes. And if there's no svar of heter, so now you're a mazik, and you should have to be marchik. So apparently, you see from Abaya that there is such a svar of heter. You did it by heter.
Is bar called a mazik?
What?
Is a bar itself called a mazik? Or it's not a mazik, it's a taitzos of the maisa will come to hezik, but it's not called leaving. It's not like I'm leaving a gun over there.
Okay, let me read the excise. Maybe you're mechaving him, maybe you're not mechaving him. But this is his gotcha. Can definitely hear that his opinion is called the mazik, right? Definitely you can hear it. Pashas, it's a mazik. The boar makes that the other boar is going to collapse when you're within three tvachim, within six tvachim. Yeah. So that's his gotcha. Kane Rav. Same kind we find by Ratzel, but Oitzer v'chanes. They say Dim Rebbe's Bacher Kodemes. If the Rebbe's Bacher came first, even though they are Mazik, the Oitzer and the Chanes, and a Sarek Lahazik or Mazik, so then they're allowed to stay. Ubakorcha Mishum Taimut the Beheter. So we see that they do all the svara beheter. The ilu gabi lokeach.
and yet by it okay. Teinu chaheter gadol mizeh gadol. Sorry, was not like a mazik. Kishabo nizigach hezigach nizigachakach. By it okay. Teinu heter gadol gadol. What's the case of okay?
He sells off a piece of his land.
Yeah, but what happened? There's a boar. There's not one boar, two boars.
No, one guy owns a piece of land. He digs a boar. Yeah. And then on the other side of that boar, the rest of the land, he sells to someone else. So it comes out that the other person now owns the field next to this boar.
So he sold an empty piece of land without a boar.
Correct. Correct. The boar is on my side. I keep that. But then I sell you the other side of it.
Because
I own the whole thing. So there's no Avada was Behetter. I own the whole piece of land when I dug the bar.
Okay. So but I'm not the problem that I don't know, which gets me very confused. He says, either Gabi Lokea, Sorak Lefale Kamazik, Kishaboa Nisik Akaka. So what does that mean? That means that when the other guy builds a boar, you have to move your boar. Even according to Abaya?
I'm not sure he's talking about a boar. What is he referring to when he starts his paragraph with B'chol HaMazikin? He says B'chol HaMazikin, and then he's Mechalik. He says that there's a boar, and then there is an Elon is because of Hassan Meruba. Boar, we have Abaya who says what he says. Then we have Refes Bakar, which even Rava is Moda. So what is he referring to when he says B'chol HaMazikin?
Okay, there are other cases in the Mishnah, I assume.
Okay, so that now let's take the Lokeach. Whatever case B'chol HaMazikin is referring to, if it is a case of Lokeach, you put this Mazik over here. Let's say you put Gephas, you know, or whatever the case is. You put it, and then it was a case of a Lokeach. You put it in the middle of your field, you sold the other half of the field now.
Okay, but we'll have to see. But you know, as he's coming out, L'chayra, Halacha L'maisa, that by the case of Lokeach, even according to Abaya, you have to be Marchik, even though it's Behetter, right? That seems to be what he's saying, no?
Yeah, so is he asking a stira in those cases, or is he asking Akasha? It sounded like he was asking Akasha, Lufishitas, Rashi, Taisis, and the Ramban.
Right.
And now he's coming up with a stira within his cases.
Right. And other according to their sheet. In other words, the Chayra is asking a stira in Abaya.
Yeah.
That Abaya, obviously, from Abaya, we can see that there's a Svar of Heter. Because exactly. Otherwise, why would the first guy not have to be Marchik when the second guy builds a board? Likewise, we can prove from Rava by Otzer and Chanas that there's a svara beheter. Because otherwise, why don't you have to be marchik? And yet, by lokeach, the enocha heter gadol mizeh, we know the din is sorach lesalek amazek yishaboah nizek acharkach.
Which sounds like there's no heter. Right. No svara
beheter. That's his theory. Okay, I'm gonna get, right now it's fine. I'm setting up the question because the problem is going to be how did he answer the question?
Right.
So, but the
there's a stira. There's a stira in cases.
The stira is a very wonderful stira that we have by the boar, which is the only understanding why boar is mutter and why Rava's case is mutter is because of Heter. And if Heter would be a svara, it would apply by Lokeach also because Enoch Heter gadol mizeh. Nira, so comes along the excise and says, you made a mistake. You thought the reason why Abaya is mater is because of Heter. No. The Nira, at the time of the Abaya, the Mersoime, they know Soy Laharche, Kishabon, Nisak Arkaka, Lav Taima Misham Beheter. No. Not because of the Sarah Beheter. Really, Heter is not a good reason. You see, by Lokea. The key into Beheter, the Mahari, the Be'ina, because there's no such far of Beheter. Heter only worked by Iran. At the time of the Abaya, Abaya is a whole different Svara. The Sfirite, the Ein Awa Mazik Din Archoka. There's no Chiyav Archoka on a Mazik. And Hechashan Nizik Var Oimicham. You're only Mechwimi Marchik if there's something to be Mazik. You have to be a Mazik. The Ein Awa Mazik Din Archoka. So Yazik, I've called him Shavan Nizik. Daniel of Shem Mazik. There's no Shem Mazik. What there is so. So the reason why Abaya says you're allowed to become first is because at that point you're not called the Mazik. Okay? That doesn't sound like a Chiddush. That's, I think, maybe I've always learned Abaya. But okay. The strength of Abaya, they're not Mazik Dim Archaka. Hey, God, the Nizik Bar Omesh, I'm sorry, Harchik. So Yazik. I will call them Shabbat Omar and Nizik. Shen of Shem Mazik Mutalismo. Okay, that's step one. So you're not a Mazik if there's nothing to be Mazik. And now if later the Nizik comes and he puts his board there, ain't a Mazik sort of Harchik. And our Nizik Harchik Asmo Shal Yazik, Yuzik. What's he saying here? We just said there's no heter of, there's no svara of the heter. So what does this mean? In writes on nizik archak lamitsham, ain a mazik sarat laharchik, and a nizik laharchik. What is this supposed to mean?
It's a din of mazik. It's in the din of mazik, you're not allowed to be, you have to prevent yourself from doing hezek. So if it's there already, so you have to prevent yourself from doing that hezek.
Yeah.
That's not beheter.
Right. Okay.
Beheter is chusim. It's a
now,
right.
Why not?
Because he
didn't hear
about a shame mazik.
What?
He never got a shame mazik.
Why now? Now why do they have a shame mazik now?
What?
Why doesn't he get a shame mazik now?
He doesn't. I think that's what he's saying.
I know, but why not?
Because you moved in. You make yourself into a nizik. You did not sit an afshe.
Okay, so it sounds like he's saying in Svara that if you move into my bullet, you can't call me a mazik, right? Because I'm only a mazik if I mazik you. But here, you are mazik yourself. Right?
That's an abaya.
When I built the boar, well, maybe even Rabbi would agree with that too. When Rabbi just told you, you're not allowed to build the boar. And if I built the boar, I'm not a mazik. You know, they say that, as Corey's saying, tie that abaya. You're not a shame mazik when you built it because there's nothing to be mazik. So you can't get a shame mazik when there's nothing to be mazik. And the fact that the nizik came doesn't, the chayra doesn't make me into a mazik. Because I wasn't mazik him. He's mazik himself. He put him. What?
How is it different than heter?
Well, so it's a different svara. It's not the svara of heter. It's not because I was bad.
It is a heter, right? I have a heter because he's not there.
Based on the logic. In Lumdis, so it's a different svara. In Lumdis, it's different. The svara of heter would be, even though I am a mazik, if you were very good to svara of heter, it's like this: I was allowed to come because I'm not a mazik. Once, because you're not here yet, whatever that svara is. Once I'm allowed to do it because you're not here. So once I got a heter, I keep my heter. So that's the svara of heter. That once I was mutter, I remain mutter. You can't take away from me the heter. Let me read over. Let me say outside what he's so far he's saying, because it doesn't make sense. Shmuel, you're gonna don't hit me too hard because I said it didn't make sense. So give me a break. But let me first say what the words. We're reading the excise in Kupnan Hay that was sent yesterday. So it sounds like this. Abaya says that if you can, you're allowed to be Simon, right? The Ksais doesn't seem to be bothered by trying to understand why you're allowed to be Simon. The Ksais wants to understand why, once the second guy comes, don't you have to be Marchik? So the Ksaisen is Havamin, a thought that the reason is that some kind of lumd is called the heter. That if you did something the heter, then we don't take away the heter. Once you had a heter, you retain your heter, the item, but. Says the Ksaisen, that's natural. There ain't no such svara. There's no such svara. The fact that you had a heter yesterday, you had it, if today you deserve, if yesterday you deserve to have a heter, and today you don't deserve to have a heter, so you lose your heter because there's no other thing of grandfathered in, right? In other words,
he's not saying there's no such thing. He's saying in Abaye, that's not pshat.
He's saying in no such thing, in Abaye, in Rav, and everyone. He's saying in everybody. He's saying in Rav, and
later he brings it back.
No, he don't bring it back. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. Okay. He knows that he's saying there's no such thing. He said before, he put a rye from Rav also, from the cases of the...
By a tree, by an Elon, it's Behatter. He agrees there's Behatter there.
No, he bought a Raya from Rebbe and Bucker. She says, there's no such Svara Behatter. The Svara Behatter is out. You know, the Behatter means that the grandfather goes, no, grandma, yesterday you were Behatter because you were Behatter. Today you're a Mazik, you're not Behatter. Aye, so then why does Abaya say that by Bor, that the first guy doesn't have to move once the second guy comes? It's a different svara, because the first fellow wasn't a mazik. Now, that's why he wasn't allowed to be simich. You're not a mazik. There's nothing to be mazik, so you're not a mazik. Now, when the second guy comes, so he came and he put himself in the line of fire, so he wasn't not a mazik. As you say, and as Shmuel would say, "Does hastenish can mazik?" Right? Not a mazik.
So I would say not, better, because he did it to himself.
You're not right, because he did it to himself. So the reason why that svara for Abaye is not because you got a heter, and once you got a heter, you get grandfathered in. It's a different svara. It's a different svara. Sorry, because you're not a mazik. So the problem is, what's the problem? The problem is someone
else wanted to know what's the difference between heter and this. Why is that
different svaras?
Every parameter is the same. It's not coincidental that every parameter, it has to be that the other guy is not there. So the heter is there when the guy is not there.
So what you're asking is if it's a different svara, but the same parameters, so you haven't accomplished anything. In other words,
what's the problem with the stira?
Because you didn't answer the stira. We have this case of lokeach. We have a case of lokeach, and we say over there it's aser. You have to marchik. In fact, the ksaisakasha, if a baya holds as far as heter, why do you have to be marchik by lokeach? So now, what does he do? He makes up a different svara that Abaye holds you don't have to be marchik, because since you came, so you are mazik yourself, so I'm not a mazik. Okay, so you have that. You have so it's so good. So they have that other svara by Lokeya. So what's the difference? You didn't answer the question. The only
problem is Lokeya, right?
Well, that way, yeah. So
there must be. I have to say that he holds somehow by Lokeya, you become a mazik.
Okay, so what's the difference? In other words, this is where we're trying. In other words, lechayra. Here, you're right. It's a good strike structure. In other words, the lechayra. I mean, that's what it seems. In other words, if all the excise did is he kept all the Shmuel said the same parameters. He just gave a different svara for the same parameters. So then he accomplished nothing, because the kasha was, how come lokeach is aser? So, because I got a svara v'heter, to say, no, there is no such svara v'heter, there's a different svara. Good, so, but why doesn't that different svara apply by lokeach? So, you accomplished nothing, Mr. Ksais. Let's just keep on reading, but this is what I, it's hard to do what he's trying to, what he's doing. At a time of that baya, this Thursday, so Abaye says you're allowed to come because you're not a mazik. Because in Chatzchila, you're not a mazik, because there's nothing to be mazik. Avakonin shama anizik, dena love shem mazik, mutarismo. Himroitz anizik akach lamocham, and if the nizik wants on his own, he wants to come, ena mazik sarah harkik. Because simple pshali, because then again, I'm not a mazik, you're coming to me. And our nizik maharchik asma shlo yuzak. Now it's your problem. So that's a bias for. Have a rava sfirde, eno saimik. The sfirde to start a harchik asma shlo yazik. Akarka. Rava holds that you're already considered a mazik before the victim is here. In other words, you have to, not that you're a mad, but you have to, I'm sorry, not that you're a mad before the victim is here. You're mechuyev, I take that back. You're mechuyev. You're only a mazik once the victim comes, but you're mechuyev, you're not allowed to do something now which will cause you to be a mazik later.
That's a suya laboros, right?
Okay, I don't know. I would rather say, I ain't a simon. It's really the start of the heart. I think it's a so yazik akaka. In other words, Abaya says, right now I'm not a mazik, so I can come. And then once I came, Then you're not. I don't think I'm a mazik when you come in. But Rava says I'm not allowed to come because I'm not allowed to do something now, which will be mazik later. Rava ain't the sort of harchokas about shelo yazik akarka. Not that I'm a mazik now, right? This is different than the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said that pshat and Rava that you're mazik now, because he's saying that the difference for Rava is really in Islamic,
it's as if the bar is here now. Yeah.
No.
That's some cipher.
But yeah. He's saying that it's different. Others, some cipher is saying that Shad and Rava is that as if the bar is here now and you're being mazik right now. And the right size is saying a very nice lambda svara that right now you're not being mazik. But tomorrow the boar is going to come, and then you'll be a mazik tomorrow. So you're not allowed to do something today, which will be cause to hezek tomorrow. I can't go ahead and put a bomb down with a timer, and it's going to go ahead and blow up your building tomorrow. Not because I'm blowing up your building today, but I'm not allowed. I can't shoot an arrow that's going to kill you tomorrow. Now, Enoch Inami, till the arrow kills you, I didn't kill you. But I'm not allowed to do something. The Aveira might only occur once the arrow kills you. But the Maisa, I'm not allowed to do something now that's going to cause an Aveira later.
But isn't he saying, doesn't Rava's call Mara Omara say that it's happening right now?
That's not what he says. Abu Rava Sferide Enoch Saime.
How does the call Mara?
It can't be Mazik now because there's no boar yet.
So how is the call Mara working for later if you need a Giri delay?
I don't know, but he says clearly, so Yazik Akarkach. In other words,
how does that work?
Everybody agrees that there's no Mazik if there's no Nizik.
Right, but how could you say Giri delay on later?
Okay, but I don't know, but I'm not saying. Yeah, I like to leave that because I'd like to just read what he's saying. Like you're asking outside questions. I want to first try and figure out what he's saying, because I can't figure out Minei Ubei. So he's saying Rava, the Machlekes Abaye and Rava is a very interesting Machlekes. Abaye is everyone seems to hold that you're not a mazik if there's no nizik. So Rabbayo, if you're not a mazik, you know nizik. So therefore, there's no reason why I can't make the board now. So I'm allowed to make the board. Edomai later, you came. That doesn't make me into a mazik because you came. Rava says even though I'm not a nizik now, but tomorrow I'm going to be a nizik. Therefore, I'm not allowed to do it today because I'm not allowed to do today something that's going to make me to be a mazik tomorrow, right? Right. In other words, it sounds like the way he's sighting up I don't know yet what it, you know, to read in the Ksais, but it's a very nice, different than the Chazam Sofer. The Chazam Sofer learned that Rava Svara is that the boar is here now. And therefore, you're doing mazik now because you're being mazik, that future boar, right now. You're doing a maisa hezek right now to the future boar. And the Ksais is saying the boar is not here yet, but you're not, and the hezek won't, it could be done till later, but you're not allowed to do something now which will cause you to be a mazik later. Right? That's it. So the hartlik at Sasmo shlo yazik acharkach.
Right. How does Rabbi understand the svara shel yazik acharkach? Does that mean that it's like a harchaka? It's like a harchaka. You, even though you're not a mazik, but you still have to be careful.
No, you are. You'll be a mazik tomorrow.
But right now, when I'm digging my bar, what's the isser to dig my bar right now?
Do something which will cause you to be doing an aveira tomorrow.
Or
in other words, if there's you can't put food on the fire, and that's gonna an hour from now it's gonna cook.
So is that because I'm gonna be a mazik tomorrow? Is that because I'm gonna be a mazik tomorrow, or is it?
Because
now I'm a
mazik.
Because
now you're not a mazik. Tomorrow. He says you're not a mazik now. It's
not
like
saying
you're not a mazik now.
He says,
I said that a guy gave a guy a tzir in shir today. Let's say you shoot an arrow, and that arrow, and you shoot a missile. If the missile takes from America to Russia, it's going to take 12 hours till the missile lands in Russia. Missile is going to land in Russia, going to blow up a city, going to kill 1,000 people. When it lands in that city and kills 1,000 people, you're going to be defined as a murderer. Obviously, a murderer is possible to aid this. Now, before the missile lands, someone asks you to sign a get. Listen, I'm not a murderer yet. I can sign the get. The Aveira is not done till the missile lands. So why can't I sign the get? I didn't do that. I didn't do any Aveira yet. I'm not a murderer. And then the murderer is postulated. I'm not a murderer because no one got killed yet. No one got killed. I'm not a murderer. But I'm not allowed to put, if I call up Bezdin and say, am I allowed to push this button and send a missile? They'll say, of course not. Because you can't do something which will cause you tomorrow to be a murderer tomorrow. Okay. But that's not an Aveira murder. You're not allowed to do something now that's going to cause tomorrow you to be to do an Aveira.
Rebbe, we have the same kasha that we ask on the Chazam Sofer. This only makes sense by a Sula Boris. If it's ain't a Sula Boris, this svar doesn't make sense.
Why?
What do you mean? It's ain't a Sula Boris. I'm a mazik.
Okay, I hear. Okay, but let me keep on going. I hear. Okay, I'll add that to the list of things I don't understand. Avo Rava Sferide, ain't a Simic. And the fact that he came first doesn't help. And it's sort of hard to Cosmo, Shlo Yazik. Fido Bond is like Akakas. Then came Ktima Lomahani, the Rava. Enemy Shun the Behetter. The only way you can make a mutter is because of Behetter. But I'm a honey beheter, and there is no spar beheter. And a being a merevis becker called demis as behind a fit of rava nami. Lot time is beheter. There's no spar beheter. And mishir
exists by Ewa.
Dima samazik. Zarech anizik. Laharchik et sasmo. Kvod abaya. Kiva de rava nami. Sphere gabi dira shena on a lasser de rosa kvod abaya. Poem azigamak mukdamim. In other words, that Rava over there says you're allowed to come in the beginning. In other words, he's saying once you're allowed to come in the beginning, then everybody agrees to abaya svara. Once you're allowed to come, so then I was allowed to come. So then you came into my territory. So you made me. So then I'm not a mazik. If I start, I'm not a mazik. So I don't become a mazik because you come. Because Rava says that in the beginning, we view you that you're going to be a mazik tomorrow. Okay. Okay. Anyway, I don't get this at all. What is he saying? He's saying his havamina was that the pshat, let's take Abaya first, and then we go to Rava. Neither of them don't make seemingly too much sense. Right? I mean, I'm sure they make sense. I just don't understand them.
Does it make sense? Can I just try? I mean, it sounds like there's such a thing called a heter. A heter means that we're going to say that this person can't be called a mazik because he's doing it. Let's say Bezdin. He went to Bezdin. Bezdin gave him a heter to put a machine gun there. He can't be called a mazik. Lamaisi, even if he was a mazik, Lamaisi, he's allowed to carry the gun. He's allowed to carry the machine gun. Yeah. So the heter itself uproots the din mazik itself. It almost makes it. You can't look at anything later on because he has a permit from Bezdin. So that permit, like Rebbe said, grandfather's a min, but it's not even a shame mazik. Over here, we're dining between Abai and Rava as a din on the mazik itself. That kedima lemaisa, does that give me a zechus, even if the poil I'm going to be later on a mazik or not? Rava says, if you see that mazik still going, you don't have the heti. Only a heti you had was the fact that you came first. You had a kedima. That kedima can't allow you to keep going and being mazik. It's like Rava. Abai says, if I have a kedima, that mazik allows me to keep going. What the svara is exactly, I don't have, but I'm saying that.
Okay, so I don't hear yet. So let me try. So the first on Abaya, he says, Rishon, he started out. See, Abaya says you're allowed to put the board, and then either the other guy comes, you know, the marchik. So the Gzaizen is Havamina thought that Abaya's svara is that there's such a thing called heter. Practic size, you can't say there's such a thing called beheter because we see the way okay, there's no you were everything was beheter and you still got to be marchik. So now says size is a different svara for Abaya. Abaya's svara is that you're not defined as a mazik because you're not defined as a mazik. Before the nizik comes, so you weren't defined as a mazik, and then once the nizik comes, it's he did it to himself. So I'm still not defined as a mazik. So I don't become defined as a mazik. So therefore, it's not because in the heter, if Lu Yitzchak became a mazik, we would change you. You were mutter yesterday, but now you're a mazik. It's usher today. But pshat is that you never become defined as a mazik. So the million-dollar shayla.
What's the koach of heter? What's the koach of heter if not for the fact that you're not a mazik?
The koach of heter is a grandfather. There's a concept called the grandfather clause, which everyone loves in the whole world, that once you got a heter, even though now you shouldn't keep the heter anymore, you keep the heter. In Queens, they have grandfather rules. We used to always say the guy came into the yeshiva, and when he came in, the rule was like this. So even though now they changed the rule, you get grandfathered in. If in Florida, they keep on every other year, they upgrade, not every other year, but they constantly upgrading the building requirements because of hurricanes and this and that. Every time something happens, there's a hurricane or there's a building collapses. So they raise the building codes. But if you were built before, so you're grandfathered in. So the yeshiva used to have a building, which was an old building, our building, and had all kinds of things that were against fire codes. Because, you know, we didn't have sprinklers, and we didn't have, our walls were not fireproof, and the walls didn't touch the ceilings, which was somehow didn't stop fires from spraying. And all kinds of millions of things that didn't meet the codes, and the windows weren't hurricane proof, but we were grandfathered in. So that's as far as a heter.
No, but what's the grandfathering? What was the original heter?
The original heter, because it makes no difference. As long as for whatever reason, it's irrelevant why. For whatever reason under the sun, you were given a heter.
Who says I ever have a heter? Because there always could be a nizik player.
Apparently, I buy it.
since before the other guy, that part of it, even the first shot agrees to, since the guy's not here yet, so I'm allowed to, I can come. So if I get a heter. So I got a heter based on the fact that you're not here. Now the situation changed. It's just like the situation came, there was a hurricane, and they realized that they made a mistake. They had the wrong coding. They were, the building collapsed. Now they had, so here also, we thought the other guy's not coming. And so we thought, so he said, go ahead. Why not? Why not bring a boy? Now we realize we made a mistake. And the other guy did come. The other guy does want to make a boy. Hey, we made a mistake. So the excitement having, you know, was makes no too bad. I grandfathered in. Besen, you gave me a heter. You told me I could bring this boy. Once you give me a heter, I can come. That was his hobby. To which the Ksai shlugged it up. Hey, if that's a Svara, so So comes along the Ksai and says, no, throw out that Svara of grandfather. There's no such Svara grandfather. The fact that we gave you a heter yesterday, we told you you could build, if we changed the building codes, so you got to come up to the new building codes. You told me it was okay. We changed the law on you. Tough luck. Now there's new building codes. You got to abide by the new codes. No such thing as grandfather. The only thing is, there's a logical reason why you don't have to be marchik, because you're not a mazik. When you build, you weren't a mazik because he wasn't here yet. And since he came into your line of vision, so that doesn't make you into a mazik. So you're not a mazik. So there's a completely different svara why you don't have to be moved. So the wait one second. So the problem that the guys asked, someone asked this problem before, is that who cares? Why do we care? So now all the Ksais did is he went ahead and he changed the lumdas. And the Havamina was the reason for Abaya is that even though you are a mazik now, but there's a lum that's called grandfathered in. Once I get a heter, I keep my heter. And now the excise is telling us a new pshat Abaya that you don't become a mazik if the second guy comes later. Okay, very nice. But either way, just like he shrugged up the first svara from Lokea, he should shrug up the second svara from Lokea also, because we see Lokea is Osir. So that shlugged up the second svara too. So what's the difference whether the svara is grandfathered in or the svara is because you're not a mazik? But Lokeach shlugs them both up.
What's the case of Lokeach exactly?
That's an excellent question. Regretfully, we don't know. But the
somehow Lokeach is such a
guys in the shir said. Hiddo said the case is, which that's maybe why we're getting trouble, because maybe Hiddo messed up, they got us wrong, huh? Sorry. But said the case was that you own the field, you built the boar in your field, and then you sold the other half of your field to someone else. That's what he said. I don't know. That's it. And now the guy who bought that other field, he goes in and he builds a boar in that field.
Is it possible he sold the part with the boar also?
Meaning he built two boars?
No, or he's the person who got the boar first. In other words, when he bought it with the boar. Not sure he bought the guy who got it an empty field. And he bought it with the boar, so he has
oh, so he never did it. He never did the hazard. Maybe that's
right.
I don't get it. No. So, Fish, what? I don't know what you're saying.
The second person who shows up didn't buy an empty field. He bought a field with a bar.
Yeah.
So now he's day one. How can you not have a heter? He says, I bought a field with a bar.
That's in the full deal.
He didn't build it.
No, no, no.
Wait. Ruben had a full.
We're saying Akeach is in Akeach.
The Ruben had a full.
Akeach is Arthur. It's Usher, not Mutter.
He's saying a little bit different. Ruben,
right, but now the guy wants to build a bar. The buyer who just bought it with a bar has to move.
Why should a buyer have to move?
Because now he bought a mazik.
No, you're not saying the full case.
What kind of svara is this?
Not saying the full case.
I don't hear.
Why is it bad? The Lokeach bought a mazik. If somebody buys
a mazik, the first it was a boar alone, but it's just one boar that's not a mazik.
But he made a fence.
He made a fence
next to
split the field, right?
Or it's not a mazik.
He split the field. The person who owns a whole field with a boar right in the middle.
Right.
He splits the field.
Yeah.
He keeps for himself a total panoy field, and he sells to Reuven a field with a boar at the Meitzar.
So that's Kalva Chaimer. If the Reuven could have built the boar in the Meitzar, and acquired the Abaya, and he wouldn't have to be Marchik. So surely if he bought it that way, it doesn't have to be Marchik.
Maybe he has
somehow
to
you have to say.
What kind of svar is that?
Maybe he
can actually go build in the Chatzila.
You have to say some kind of svar that by Lokeach, it's the other all of the Yaina. In other words, when I'm selling to you, I have to sell to you it's pristine condition. I can't sell you something which is automatically going to create problems.
No, what if I bought a field with a bar?
Opposite. Again, you're making it the worst. The point is that Okeach is chaya to be marchik. He's saying that even though you're an Okeach, which is beheter, you're chaya to be marchik. You're giving us far why the Okeach shouldn't have to be marchik.
One second.
One more possibility. What happens if Reuven buys a field with a bar in it already? Shimon buys the field right next to it without a bar. Now Shimon wants to build a bar, and he tells Reuven, listen, you got to move back because I'm building a bar. You got to be marchik. So in that case, the loikeach, which is Reuven, does not have to be marchik because I never dug that bar.
The Ksais is saying that the loikeach has to be marchik. Ksais is saying that the loikeach proves to us that there's no din of beheter from Lokeach. I mean, that the din by Lokeach, but you have to be Marfik.
Right, that's the case. And so it's a big kiddush because
you don't have to be Marfik. I know you can't.
But it's Eilich. No, I'm saying that should be the Taina. But he's saying is Eilicha Heter Gadol Mizu. The Heter for Reuven should be, why should I have to move? I didn't even do this. I'm not a mazik.
I don't know what happened.
Rebbe arguing that the din wouldn't be true. Is Rebbe arguing that that case with Pasha the din wouldn't be true? We're trying
know.
To say that's the chiddush.
What's your case?
Somebody splits a field and he sells a field with a bar. Now he himself wants to build a bar next to that bar. Who has to move?
So according to Abaya, the second guy has to move, of course, because it's no worse than the first guy built himself the bar. If the first guy built an empty piece of land and he put a boar there, then the second guy has to move. So Kavachomer, if he bought it, would it be a boar? The second guy has to move. That's a Kavachomer.
I don't know. I'm saying that's
how can that not be? You're allowed to build a boar yourself, but if you buy it with a boar, it's worse. That sounds, I know, you're gonna be very hard to me.
He bought it with a bar when it was already split, though. What do you mean? It depends what the order was. If he made the Meitzar after, if there was a bar that was dug in the middle of the center field, there's no problem. Now there's a Meitzar made. Someone, he's a developer. He divided it up and he sold it off. So the first guy, He dug in the middle. 5 years later, he sectioned it off.
I don't know what the case is. The first guy, owns a field.
When he dug, it was 100% mutter. There was nothing going on. There was nobody 5 miles.
Okay,
now he decided. Okay, Reuven decided to become a developer, and he sectioned off the field.
And what did he sell? The part with the bar, without the bar?
It's right next to the mates. So the mates was right next to the bar, right?
We sold the piece next to the bar. Next to the bar.
The guy buying it.
He sold an empty piece of land next to the bar.
Right.
So now the guy who buys it.
Both sides. What? He could have sold both sides.
So make up your mind. Tell me the case. I don't care.
Okay, he sold both. He's a developer. He sold it to Shimon and Levi.
Don't make me so complicated. Which
they
one?
Give a case.
You're just making me confusing because take each one separately.
The point is, you can hear that somebody buying a Meitzar, buying a bar on a Meitzar is worse off than a guy who dug 5 years before a Meitzar.
I can't hear. Why is it worse off?
He's not a kavachomer. The first guy was a tzaddikomer. The first guy was a tzaddikomer. There was nothing going on. 100 years later, they decided to divide it up. There was one guy's field. He dug in the middle of it.
But if a guy built on the Mezar, he's mutter according to Bayer.
He didn't build on the Mezar. One second.
But if he did, it's mutter. So how can buying a field with a bor be worse than building the bor?
According to Bayer, it's not worse. According to Bayer, the case of Lokeach, then you don't have to move the bor.
And he can't build on the Mezar.
What was Excise's kasha from Lokeach?
I think his kasha is only according to Rava. If you're gonna say that Abaye Svara is because it's beheter, and Rava disagrees that it's beheter because he says that if you want to be son of the Demeter, it's not beheter. But in essence, if you did something beheter, that would be would allow you to keep it. Then the case of Lokeach, everybody agrees that it was beheter.
Okay, so this is how Dr. Begida read the site. You're hiring Dr. Begida. Hey, look at Dr. Begida. Now there is something like this. Avada Lokeach is according to Abaye us mutter. He brings a raya that Lokeach is usher. He's bringing raya that Lokeach is usher in Rava. And Rava, the fact that Lokeach is usher in Rava is a raya. There's no heter beheter. And then that's not the point of machloikas between Abaye and Rava. According to Eda, so therefore you have to say Abaye is a different heter. Now, Enochinami, Abaye's heter would apply by the case of Lokeach too. But he's trying to explain, we have to explain the Machlekes Abaye and Rava. He doesn't want to say, for some reason, I don't know why not, but he doesn't want to say that they're arguing whether or not there's a svar of a heter. Okay. So if we see that Abaye has a svara beheter, so then Rava would also have to have a svara beheter. So how come Rava holds that it's usher when you buy Lokeach? Must be that Abaye's svara is not the svara beheter. Abaye's svara is something else. Enochinami, that something else svara applies by Lokeach. Rava doesn't agree with that svara. And no one holds it as far as a heter. And that's why by the Keach, Rava has his din.
Rabbi, stop reading it over here. The Lashon of the Torah, I found the case. Ha-choyfe bar b'soech sedeo mechachati asa del bar lo keach lach bar gam hu bar tarach laharche kol shir ha-chaka afilim ha-isa suya le-bayres kivish ha-rishon beheter asa.
That's the case.
But that's not the case. But he says that there's no lamdas of beheter. He's quoting some case that the first guy got to be marchik. So I don't know whether
The Rashi is not Yud Ches. He said the Lokeach Kivish Arishon also beheter Hasheni Chayev LaHarchik Kol Shira
Chaka. But Adoni. But he's quoting, the Ksais is quoting the case where it's Beheter, and he's still the first guy after Marchik. The first guy has to move. He's bringing a case, and so I don't know whether I do not know, and I'm stuck, Shmuel. I don't know whether he's calling a different case. Or it's a different Rishon, because we know there's all different Shitas Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch that you read is going to a different Shita. I don't know, but he's saying to Pumfaker than what you just said, or he's talking about a different case. So again, that just summarize, because we got to get it somewhere. So the way Dr. Begida and Sandy Golden wants to say that Enochinami, once the let's just say outside the ksais is being mechadish a new pshat in the machlekes Abaye and Rava, not like the Chassam Sofer that Abaye holds that you're being mazik now the future bar, but rather Abaye holds that you're not allowed to be mazik to do something that's going to make you a mazik tomorrow. It's a different pshat in I'm sorry in Rava. I said Rava, then Rava, not Abaye. Chassam Sofer and pshat in Rava that you're being mazik now the future bar. You're a mazik right now. And that Rava's chiddush is that we look at the future bor as if it's here already, which we didn't know how that applies by ein asuyin virus. And the Ksam Sofer is saying, it's not that the bor is here. You're not allowed to do something now which is going to make you into a mazik tomorrow. And I'm not sure I agree with Rav Nosson. That might work even by ein asuyin virus, because you might become a mazik tomorrow. You're not allowed to do something which will make you a mazik tomorrow. So even if it's ein asuyin virus, when the guy puts a bar there, you'll be a mazik. So you're not allowed to do something now, which will be a mazik tomorrow. So that's Rava Svara. So it's a different. It's different than the Chassam Sofer Pshat and Rava. The problem is, how does he explain Abaye? So he seems to be saying Abaye Svara is because you're not a mazik. So the problem we have is that in his Havamin, he thought Abaye is far as because there's a Sfarah called the Heter. He shrugged that up because of the case of Lokeach. So in Lokeach proves that there's no Heter of the Heter. So then, but just like Lokeach proves there's no Heter of the Heter, Lokeach also proved that there's no Heter of Abaye is far that you're not a mazik. So Sandy Gold and Dr. Begidah Pshat is that Enochinami, Abaye would hold that Lokeach is mutter. So if Abaye holds that Lokeach is mutter, so how did he slug up the Pshat of Beheter? Because he slugged it up from Rava, because Rava by Lokeach holds its Osir. And the Ksais feels that you cannot say that the Machlokes, once Rava doesn't hold it as far as Beheter, you can't say that Abaye holds it as far as Beheter.
Why not? Why not?
Because then you're making a double machlokes. Okay, that's I think what he's trying to. That's what he's trying to say. Because they're arguing about even before the originally, before the other guy comes. So that machlokes is not because of the Svara Behater. So now, so you're going, you can't make two separate machlokes. So therefore, the way they're saying is, listen. Before the other guy's here, Abaye as far as nothing to do with because Beheter, because and Rava, the Rava also should be Beheter now, right now, just change later. So when the Rava says that you're Usher now, and Abaye says it's not Usher now, so that you have to have an explanation what they're arguing. Why does Rava say it's Usher now, and Abaye says it's not Usher now? So you have to, and now you say, why is Abaye, who says it's mutter now, why does he say it's mutter later? Because he holds it as far as the heter. But then Rava, we see by Lokeach, doesn't hold it as far as the heter.
Okay.
So therefore, you're going to make a double machlokes. You can't make a double machlokes.
It's really more machlokes.
That's what Sandy's saying. But what you're saying is that the Maisa, there is no case of Lokeach, which according to Abaye would be Osir. Okay, I'm not sure if that's right. The other suggestion is that Hillel was wrong, you know, no offense, and that we don't know what the case of Lokeach is. And there's a case of Lokeach, which is even according to Abaye is Usser. And for some reason or another, it's with Rav Nosson Meltzer's structure before, that the Ksais's second svara in Abaye does not apply to this case of Lokeach. Right, that was the Rav Nelson's svara. Rav Nelson's svara that there's this svara that they don't overlap, and the svara of Heter includes more cases than the svara of what the Ksais is using, and therefore there'll be a certain case of Lokeach, which if the Heter was Beheter, it would be Mutter. But now that the Heter is what the Ksais says,
that case of Lokeach would be Osir. Okay, I will have to go over this again tomorrow. Okay, so we learned Kabbalah today. No, Nister, they're not easy. Okay, Shikaya.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Night.